Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey, history lovers. I'm Mike Rosenwald with Retropod, a show about the past rediscovered. October 1937, Germany. The German Chancellor, Adolf Hitler, welcomes a rather well-known couple to his mountain retreat for a cup of tea. He showed his guests around the property. They all looked out over the border into Austria. A truly picturesque day. The visit lasted 2 hours, then everyone said goodbye. Hitler gave the Nazi salute. And so did the man he had welcomed, the Duke of Windsor, who just months before was the King of England. That visit is still scrutinized by people seeking to answer an unusual question. Was a member of British royalty collaborating with the Nazis? That question is hotly debated among royal watchers and historians, and it's even made its way into popular culture through the Netflix series The Crown. It arose from a cache of German army documents and telegrams discovered after World War II ended, what's known now as the Windsor File. All throughout World War II, German intelligence collected documents about the Duke of Windsor, the former king. Historians say Hitler liked the idea of working with the Duke. Hitler knew the former king had an axe to grind with Great Britain. He had to abdicate his crown to marry an American divorcee. His country essentially forced him to choose love or the throne. Plus, the Duke had a reputation for sympathizing with dictators. A few years prior, he reportedly told a member of German royalty that the British had no right to interfere with how Germany treated Jews or anyone else. So, information about the Duke and his supposed Nazi leanings was passed through German spy channels, detailed in cables, telegrams, and other documents written by the German army and intelligence forces. And there was some bizarre stuff in there, most notably details of a plot for the Germans to overthrow the English king and get the Duke his crown back. Hitler thought it could help end the war and save face for Germany. When this trove of intelligence documents was discovered after the war, England, understandably, did not want them published. None other than then Prime Minister Winston Churchill spent years trying to keep the Windsor File secret. The international fight to release them dragged on for more than a decade. Historians from England and the United States wanted them made public. Churchill did not. Churchill lost. The documents were published in 1957, and what they revealed astonished the world. Could the royal family, proper, beloved, supposedly above the political fray, be connected to history's greatest monster? The Windsor File didn't exactly give a solid answer. Russell Baker, who would go on to become a famous columnist, wrote the front page story for the New York Times. He cast doubt on the reports in the documents, describing the papers as, quote, of dubious validity. He wrote that you couldn't tell if the reports were accurate accounts of the Duke's thinking or simply gossip. Upon the publication of the documents, Buckingham Palace issued a statement saying that, quote, His Royal Highness never wavered in his loyalty to the British cause. Or did he? I'm Mike Rosenwald. Thanks for listening. For more forgotten stories from history, go to washingtonpost.com/retropod.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.